Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast. My name is Hayley Sparks and I'm delighted to be bringing you an episode this week from one of my favourite destinations. We will be talking about Jamaica, one of the Caribbean's most iconic islands. But you might be asking, is this the right destination for your next trip? In this episode, we'll be joined by Donovan from the Jamaica Tourist Board to explore everything the island has to offer. You'll hear about the must-see highlights, hidden gems, food, culture, regional differences, and find out why Jamaica is so popular with couples, families, and honeymooners alike. By the end of the episode, you'll know exactly whether Jamaica should be on your holiday shortlist and how to get the very best out of your time there. Donovan, it's lovely to have your company. Thank you for joining us.
Dora, thanks for having me.
I've had the pleasure of meeting you previously at Not Just Travel Conference, and I know that there is nobody better that we could have joining us to talk about Jamaica. Obviously, you work for the Tourist Board. This is your passion. This is what you spend your time doing. So we appreciate you taking the time to talk to the listeners. I've got so many questions I want to ask you today. So I'm just going to dive straight in and ask you, for anybody visiting Jamaica for the first time, how would you describe the island and what makes it such a special place to visit?
Ah, great place to start. And I think the best way of answering that is saying that Jamaica is a vibrant and importantly an authentic, culturally rich island in the Caribbean. We're renowned for obviously our landscapes, our reggae music, our cuisine, our warm, hospitable people. And one important thing is that we have something for everyone on the island.
I agree. With everything that you've just said, I think there is what I would describe as a very special vibe in Jamaica. Everyone is so friendly and so laid back. And I always say to people, if you're highly stressed, if you're somebody that finds it hard to switch off, Jamaica is the destination for you because the lovely people are so relaxed. The way of life is just slower. It will calm you down. It will help
Definitely.
You relax because you pick up on that lovely laid back energy from the people.
And as I said, something for everyone. So if you want relax, it's there. If you want excitement and great vibe, it's there. So something for everyone.
And of course, beautiful weather. When you're from the UK, we're all desperate for that, Jonathan. We really are. So obviously we touched on how much there is to see and do. Are there any must-see sites for people that are visiting Jamaica for the very first time?
So one of the important things to recognize here in answering that question is to note that Jamaica is the largest English-speaking island in the Caribbean. It's a large island. Think about the size of Northern Ireland and very mountainous. So it's a big island. So the absolute must-see things would obviously depend on where on the island you're staying. So if you're in Negril, obviously we have the 7 Mile Beach, which is just spectacular. Also in Negril, you have the cliffs on the westernmost part of the island. Great for, you know, watching the sunset. There's a lovely place called Rick's Cafe. If you're in Ocho Rios, definitely Duns River waterfalls. There's nowhere else in the world we like to say you can visit a beach to climb a waterfall. So it's a must-do thing. And of course, one of my favorites, so it's in Montego Bay. We have these historic great houses around. And in Montego Bay, there's a historic Rose Hall great house, which has a very interesting story behind it. And I always tell people, if you're in the Montego Bay area, definitely visit the Rose Hall Great House and opt for the afternoon or the evening tours, which are even better than the tours that are offered in the daytime.
That's a great tip, because I was going to say, for some of the iconic spots like Duns River Falls that I've had the pleasure of climbing myself, are there any kind of tips where we can sort of beat the crowds potentially, because they are very popular?
Well, one of my favorite things, so if I'm in the grill and I'm staying on the 7 Mile Beach, one of my favorite things to do is to get up at daybreak. And it gives you this almost surreal, serene feeling walking along 7 Mile Beach at the crack of dawn. There are no crowds. It's very quiet. It's just serene. It's just a wonderful experience. And for Dunn's River, it is one of our most visited attractions on the island. It's in Ocho Rios, a very popular area. But my tip to visit Dunn's River is to go later in the afternoon. You find that a lot of people go, obviously, earlier in the day. Later in the afternoon, it's a bit quieter. And if you're staying on the island, obviously, and there's a cruise ship in town, in Ocho Rios, my advice is to go later in the afternoon when all the passengers would have returned to the ship. So you have literally a 600-foot waterfall to yourself.
Oh, that's great. And my top tip would be to make sure you take one of those little waterproof mobile phone cases with you that you can pop round your neck, because if you want to capture those amazing memories, photos and videos, it's very hard to travel up the waterfall with your mobile phone not getting wet or dropping it accidentally into the water. So you can get them, you know, for a pound or whatever the cost on Amazon. So definitely have one of those, because the photos and the videos I've got from that experience, I wouldn't have been able to get. So yeah, that would be my top tip. And Donovan, have you got any personal favorite hidden gems, any beaches, villages or nature spots that maybe some of the tourists aren't aware of, or they're not quite as popular?
Well, I'll start by saying what my personal favorites are, and my personal favorites include, and it includes three rum distilleries that offers tours on the island. So if you're staying in the Ocho Rios area, there's a Worthy Park rum estate, which is nearby. If you're in the Montego Bay area, you can go to the Hamden estate. Or if you're on the South Coast, you can do the Joyce Penn's rum experience, which is Appleton Rum Factory. And all three offer these wonderful tours exploring how rum is made and why it is so special and endeared to us. And of course, keeping on the theme of the rum and the drinks, there is a bar which is 1 mile offshore on the South Coast. It's called Floyd's Pelican Bar, made out of driftwood. It's safe. It's very popular. And you go by boat, or unless you're a very strong swimmer, but it is absolutely the kind of place that I want to gatekeep. Floyd's Pelican Bar on the South Coast, one of my favorite places to just go and chill out and have a few drinks, have some food and watch the sunset. And it's just one of these hidden gems of the several hidden gems we have across the island.
Oh, Donovan, thank you for sharing that with us. And you've touched on the rum, the drink, but we must talk about the food. And I'm sure you can recommend some local dishes or any markets, hotspots that people should head if they're foodies.
Yes, yes. Our food is legendary. We pride ourselves in saying we offer probably the best food in the Caribbean. And if you're going to think about what to try, obviously, it's mango season now. So we have several varieties of mangoes, lots of fruits, which, you know, you're driving along the roadside, you see the vendors selling the fruits, stop by, interact with them. They'll give you, you know, some sugarcane or some fruits to try. But jerk is also very popular. It's a home of jerk. So that's a great place to experience jerk. And I would recommend trying our national dish, which is ackee and saltfish. It looks like scrambled eggs, but it's a completely different flavor. And it's definitely something I would recommend that people try when they're in Jamaica.
Well, I think the food is so much part of the experience. Thank you for sharing those top tips. And I mean, Jamaica has so many distinct regions. We've obviously got Kingston, Portland, Montego Bay, the South Coast. Could you just give us a little guide to how they differ and maybe which areas would appeal to different types of holiday makers?
Definitely. So as I said, when we began, it's a huge island. And what we have done in Jamaica is that We have divided the island into resort areas, and we host 6 distinct resort areas, each area completely different from the other, and obviously attracting a different clientele. So the larger areas, or the larger resort areas, would be Montego Bay, Otrios, Negril. And for example, in Montego Bay, we call it the complete resort. Everything within 15, 20 minutes from one of the larger of the 3 international airports on the island. Montego Bay is really good for people who don't want to transfer too far from the airport. Definitely a golfer's paradise. There are 4 championship golf courses in Montego Bay, so that's really good to note. So it's what you expect. We call it the complete resort in Montego Bay because everything is right there on your doorstep. So not too far from the airport, all the attractions, wonderful resorts available, and something for everyone right there in Montego Bay. Then we look at Otrios, the second of our larger resort areas. And Otrios, we tend to call it the centerpiece of Jamaica. And I would recommend Otrios for people with teenagers, people who want to get out and explore. We have over 170 attractions on the island, 30 to 40 of which are in close proximity to Otrios. So Otrios is really good for people who want to get out, explore. And we call Otrios the centerpiece of Jamaica. Then we head west to Negril. And Negril would be the third of our larger resort areas. Negril, we call it the capital of casual. It's very laid back. We spoke about the 7-mile beach. And that's it. Negril is where, what I would say, if you want to flop and drop. But you have some live reggae music somewhere in Negril every night. And that's a great thing about Negril. It's very relaxed in the day, but it comes alive at nights. On the south coast, off the beaten track, we don't have large hotels on the south coast. It's almost off-grid, if you may, but it's a lot of community-led tourism. You won't find crowds, but you do have some iconic attractions. As I mentioned, the Rum Factory, there are waterfalls. You can do a crocodile safari on the south coast and meet our friendly crocodiles, as we say. Then on the east coast, Port Antonio, naturally, very green, gateway to the Blue Mountains, lots of luxury villas, not too much to do. So if you want to just go off grid, relax, recharge the batteries, you know, enjoy a bit of luxury, the east coast in Port Antonio. And of course, last but not least, my hometown, Kingston. Many may not see it as a resort area, but in fact it is. It's a gateway to the Blue Mountains. It's the heartbeat of the nation, cultural capital of the Caribbean, I like to say. But lots of museums, restaurants, and active things to do in Kingston. The Bob Marley Museum is there. There's the Devon House Museum. And in fact, one key thing about Kingston, Devon House, is that we have the Devon House ice cream, which is actually listed as one of the top 5 ice creams in the world. If you ever get to Devon House, make sure you try the Devon Stout ice cream. Forget the vanilla, forget the chocolate, but Devon Stout is my favorite.
Wow, that is quite an accolade. Top 5 in the world. That's one to try. Well, this, as we've already said, Donovan, it really is an island for absolutely everyone. But something that I noticed during my time in Jamaica were the couples getting married and choosing Jamaica as their place to tie the knot. I mean, I think it's obvious why it's a popular choice, and I must say, when I compared the prices that we would pay for a wedding here in the UK, to have a luxurious sunny wedding on a beautiful beach or resort in Jamaica, it was surprisingly affordable, I have to say.
Definitely. Speaking about Jamaica, getting married in Jamaica, we have not only weddings, engagement, parties, but cost is the first thing that people look at. And it's relatively inexpensive to get married in Jamaica compared to getting married here in the UK. The next thing, locations. Lots of people think of the idyllic beach wedding at sunset or sunrise. the gazebo, in the gardens. But not only that, we do facilitate Christian weddings and church weddings, you know, in all resort areas. Lots of people may not know that Guinness World Book record, Jamaica has the most churches per square mile than anywhere else in the world. So a church is very nearby. So, you know, you can have your church wedding, you can have your resort wedding on a over-the-water chapel, gardens. You can have your ceremony on a waterfall. We have had people getting married in the gardens and then they go on the rafts for the reception and they go down the river on a raft with a picnic basket and a bottle of champagne.
Wow.
So it's all the options of doing something different. Also, diversity. Yes, it's a Christian country, but we do facilitate all religions. So Jewish weddings, Asian weddings are very popular. You know, we accommodate all religions in Jamaica, so it's quite easy. And of course, the ease of paperwork. It's quite straightforward. You can get married within 24 hours of arriving in the island. Most, if not all, of the hotels do have a weddings department that will take care of all your paperwork before you get there. And it's just quite easy to get married in Jamaica. So that's why we're a popular destination and probably contributes to why we're the number one destination for the Caribbean out of the UK.
It was lovely to witness some of the weddings when I stayed with Palladium last time I was on the island. And even in their resort, I think there was three or four different options where the ceremony could take place, and they were all so picturesque. So the photos, the videos, the memories, the experience, not only for the couple, but also for their families, kind of having that honeymoon experience as well after the wedding. You're already there on a dream island. So,
and another good thing is that many of the properties will only allow one wedding, or if it's a large property, they'll have probably three, but in different areas. So you don't have that conveyor belt feel of wedding. So that's very good about many of the properties on the island.
Yes. And as I said previously, when you do compare the prices to the UK, where unfortunately, even in the summer, you can have rain here, you can have really bad weather, to have that beautiful sunshine, I think it's definitely worth for brides-to-be to have a little look into that. Let's touch on families. We know Jamaica very, very popular with the family market. Why do you think it's so appealing?
Because we have so much to do. That's the first thing. We have some fantastic resorts that cater to families. That's the first thing. And not only that, they have really good activity centers for the teens and the tweens and the toddlers. I've been to some resorts on island where the parents get very annoyed because they can't get the kids, the babies, out of the kiddies club kind of thing. We didn't pay all this money for you to come here. And that's a testimony to how good it is in these facilities. But the attractions, I mean, as I said, we have over 170 attractions and activities on the island to do. So that makes it really active, especially for people with teenagers. We do know the teenagers are the ones who moan about everything. Oh, I'm bored. Oh, there's nothing to do. That cannot happen in Jamaica because there's so much to do. We mentioned Dunn's River. We mentioned rafting. I mean, I won't go through all 170. But another attraction which is very popular in the Ocherios area is Mystic Mountain. And for older heads like myself, we remember a movie called Cool Runnings. And at Mystic Mountain, you can actually have your bobsled experience. And the kids and families love that experience. They'll come to Mystic Mountain. They'll have the bobsled. They go up on a chairlift, which we call the Sky Explorer. They'll come down on the bobsled. And a lot of them said, oh, we want to see the movie. You know, so it brings back us older people looking for this movie. And it's just a lot of fun. In terms of food, again, because our cuisine is so varied, families with special needs, special diets, easily accommodated. We have people, obviously, for religious reasons. Their diet is a bit restricted. They have no issues in Jamaica, easily accommodated for, especially if notice is given. So, you know, families tend to have a really good time, and it's just ease of, you know, getting to Jamaica. You know, the kids are taken care of. You don't have to worry. And you just have a really good time while you're there.
The atmosphere is absolutely incredible. And we talked about the music earlier. That is something definitely that was a highlight. Some incredible live reggae bands that I saw over there. And I echo what you say about the options for food. I'm a vegetarian and I was more than catered for. So that's reassuring.
I told food. So coming out of our Rastafarian culture, we have what's called I told food, which is hugely vegetarian. And I've had vegetarian friends who have been to Jamaica and actually said, oh, you know, you guys need to package this. You need to sell it. And there are a few tours, you know, farm-to-table experiences. In Otrius, you have Stush in the Bush, which is a vegetarian option farm-to-tour experience. And in Negril, there's another one called Zimbali. And again, another farm-to-table experience, which is hugely vegetarian. And these are things that people enjoy when they visit in Jamaica.
They do, especially for multi-generational families, maybe traveling together, and there's all sorts of different dietary requirements, or just a family with children that maybe are fussy eaters. It's nice to know that you won't have that worry. I mean, we've talked about so much, Donovan, and before I let you go, I just kind of wanted to ask, obviously, Jamaica is just one of the Caribbean islands and they all have their unique offering. But what would you say to anybody about how maybe if they've visited other islands in the Caribbean, how Jamaica kind of stands out and what really makes it different from the rest?
Being authentic is the first thing that jumps to mind. We offer an authentic experience when you're in Jamaica. You can do things to immerse yourself in our culture, things like the Rastafari Indigenous Village Tour, the Bob Marley Museum. Everybody wants to visit Bob Marley Museum. There are cultural walking tours, but you can have that unforgettable experience when you're in Jamaica. I mean, I tell everybody my unforgettable experiences are around the rum factory tours. You know, people think, oh, rum, but when you think of the Joy Spence rum experience at Appleton Factory, I mean, Joy is the world's first female master blender of rums. And she has produced a range of rums that are absolutely wonderful. Again, things like going out to Floyd's Pelican Bar, you know, that is just out of this world experience to have. And I think probably another must do, I didn't mention this earlier, but one of the things that I would do as a memorable thing is going rafting on the Rio Grande on the eastern part of the island and having lunch on the riverbank where, you know, there's a lady who cooks right there on the riverbank. You're on the raft, you lean, led. I mean, behind me here, you have the rafts here, and it's just wonderful experiences that you can have. And that's what sets Jamaica apart. I think it's the experiences that you can have while in Jamaica that sets us apart from the other destinations. Really memorable and authentic experiences.
I agree completely. It's very easy to get immersed in the Jamaican culture, and with the Jamaican people being so warm, inviting, embracing holidaymakers, they really draw you into the Jamaican relaxed cultural way of life in all aspects. So for me, I don't think it's just going to a beautiful destination. You come away really fully embraced by the culture, by the people. It's so much more than just a beautiful holiday. And there is so much of interest, history, music, food, nature, and the people and the way that they embrace you and the way that they make you feel so welcoming definitely stood out for me.
And left wanting more.
Definitely. And I was just going to say before we end, actually, that even if listeners have been to Jamaica previously, I think it is an island, as you said, with the scale of it, with the amount of variety in terms of what you can do, where you can stay, a busier, quieter parts. It is a destination that I think people should consider returning to again and again, and maybe trying a different part of the island, because you
definitely
could be in Jamaica, but then experience it again in a completely refreshing and new way.
definitely. We have had customers who have been on the cruise ships and they have called. We have, you know, ports in Montego Bay, Ochirios, Port Antonio, and Kingston and Falmouth. And we have had people who have said, you know, the ship has called in Montego Bay or Ochirios. And then it goes around to the port in Kingston. And they've said, wow, you know, at first we were a bit upset because we're going to have two calls on one island. But they couldn't believe that it was so different in each of the areas that they visited on the island. And that made them want to come back for a stay to explore more. So we're always, there's always more to see. And our new campaign is come see for yourself. You know, we invite people to come and see for themselves because there's so much to do and experience while in Jamaica.
Oh, and if you don't mind me saying, Donovan, the lovely Jamaican accent, I can't get enough.
Thank you.
It's part of the warmth and the joy of being surrounded by Jamaican people, the lovely, lovely accent that you all share. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're very busy, got lots on, but thank you for sharing
anytime
with myself and the listeners the joys of Jamaica. I'm sure you will have inspired so many of them who haven't been to the island to definitely put that on their holiday hotspot list. So if you're listening and you would like any more help arranging a trip to Jamaica, the team at Not Just Travel, your travel consultant who sent you this podcast, work very, very closely with Donovan and the team to help tailor an incredible holiday experience, a wedding, whatever you're looking for in Jamaica. So please do get in touch and they will be delighted to help you. Donovan, thank you again.
Yes, so thanks for having us.
On a future episode.
Definitely. There's so much to talk about Jamaica. And I do look forward to, you know, sharing more with you at a later date.
Thank you, Donovan. And thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.